are working and they're involved in important careers. But whenever there's a class that needs to be taught, they say, I'll teach, or if there's singing that needs to be done, I'll lead the singing. I'll never forget the time when my dad, is that mine? Well, I know, but is it on my phone? Turn it off. I hope it's not, fortunately. But at any rate, we came to church one Wednesday night when I was about 9 or 10 years old, and we were meeting in a building that literally, it was leaning about like that, up in Pennington. Do you remember that one, Lewis? And you remember what I'm talking about? Well, I won't tell that story about Lewis up there. But we got there that Wednesday night, and there was nobody to lead singing. And Dad got up to lead singing. I had never seen my dad lead singing. And I remember I was sitting over there about where Lisa is, and I started laughing that Dad was going to try to lead singing. And truthfully, when he got up there and he announced the song and he got it started, Mom over here on this side picked it up and helped it get going. But there's only a handful of there anyway. But I saw my dad step forward at that time. And soon they had him in the rotation for leading singing. Now, it wasn't that Dad was a great song leader, because he was pretty ordinary. But he made himself available whenever it was time to serve. We need people that'll say, I'll do this job. There have been times that I've been there whenever we needed somebody to teach the teenagers class. And some brother would say, well, I'm not the best that we've got, but I'll do it. I don't know which one of you men have the assignment of being sure you can find teachers to teach. But it's one of the hardest jobs in a local church, because I've done it. Finding somebody that'll say, I'll make myself available to teach. I think Mom taught children's classes all the time when we were kids. I don't hardly remember any time Mom didn't teach classes. We sort of got in a rotation. If I have my 13 weeks, I don't want to teach again for another year. We need people to step up, guys, and we'll say, I'm ready to make myself available to help these precious little minds that we're trying to shape to be disciples of Christ, make them receptive to the Word of God. They may not be the most qualified person there, but they'll be useful to the Master. And because of the zeal that they have for the Lord, it'll communicate that to these children that are there. And I'd like to say to you that if you're too busy to come to church, you're too busy to read your Bible and to pray and to serve the needs of our fellow man, you are too busy. And I'm not asking you to take that jar out and put the big rocks in first. It might be that you need to scrape off some of the things in your life and say, I don't need to be doing them so that I have time to do the things that God gave me to do that are really important. I was preaching for a church in Indiana. One of our members had open heart surgery. And it happened on Thursday or Friday, right before I left for a meeting that started Sunday through Friday. And so I went down and sat with the wife while the surgery was going on. There are a few other family members there, but as I recall, not one other soul from our local congregation went down and sat with them during that surgery. I was gone a week. And complications came in when I got back. Sam was still in the hospital. And I went over and talked to his wife. I said, Donna, did any of the members of the church come see you this week? She sort of looked down and said, no, they didn't. I'm going to tell you, it sort of stuck in my craw. if you know what that means, you're from a farm. But I got up Sunday morning and I said something like this. When I have a sinus headache, I don't need you to check on me. And if I have a cold, I can blow my nose without you holding the handkerchief. But if I'm over here having open heart surgery, and you can't find enough time to stop and check on me in 10 days, there's something wrong here. I didn't realize it, but Sammy had open heart surgery last November the 18th. I didn't realize at the time. I did realize when they had the surgery, but I didn't realize it would come to our life. I think there were 24 people that sat with me during that surgery, and I thank God for every one of them. I'd have hated to have been there by myself. No soldier on service entangles himself in the affairs of life so that he can be useful to the master. And if you've got yourself entangled in the affairs of life to such a degree, you need to back away and say, what's really important to me? Is going to heaven when I die the most important thing in my life? And if it is, I need to start living like what I'm saying with my mouth. Put these things first in the order of priorities in my life.